Paging Dr. Susie. This is an emergency. You're required in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
And who have I got here but David Flacola, my favourite friend. It's Saturday morning and we're at Double Bay Cosmo having a coffee before I get started at the clinic. And one of my favourite things to do is to have a chat with David, who you met last time on our previous podcast where we were talking about performance and how to maintain peak performance. But today, we just discussed briefly prior that we're probably going to talk about a mixed bag of things, most likely related to anxiety and the anxiety bomb. You called it the anxiety bomb, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's the energetic perspective of what is anxiety. And he's also just mentioned that he's going to talk about grounding and how some people can be ungrounded and how to ground people back into what, reality? Back into their body.
Back in their body.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
And just before we start, I walked in and I said, David, I'm feeling a little bit ungrounded. And that's the term that I use for a bit scattered because I've just literally rolled out of bed, ran here because I've got a busy morning and I'm stressed and I'm hectic and I've checked my Instagram and I've checked my emails and I've checked everything and I'm feeling a bit all over the place. And I walked straight in and I said, can you ground me? And he held my hand and we did a deep breathing session or a meditation session. And I must say that the stillness that I achieved in that certainly allowed me to feel like my head was not as crowded. So do you find that grounding people a rewarding experience? Or what is it that you actually do when you were trying to ground me?
When I ground anyone, basically what I'm doing is opening up my base chakra.
Uh-huh.
And by resonance it affects your base chakra and opens your base chakra, which is part of our energetic physiology.
Okay.
Now some people say, what in the hell is a base chakra?
Yeah.
Well, the base chakra is one of the energetic centers that defines our energetic system, and it's located basically between our legs
near the sacrum.
Below the sacrum.
Below the sacrum.
Below the perineum.
Oh, right.
Off the perineum.
So is it part of a sexual chakra?
No.
Is it? No.
No.
Okay,
it's a
just
completely
checking.
Separate. We won't go there this morning.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like the perineum.
It's your favorite. Yeah. That's the next. That's the
sexual
next.
Sexual kung fu is probably one of my favorite topics, but we can talk about that later. But in any case, so you ground yourself by establishing your
opening,
base chakra.
By opening a technique.
Yep.
If I'm grounding you, I can open up my base chakra, and it works like a tuning fork.
Yep.
Your base chakra then vibrates to open to my base chakra, and by doing so, it pulls you into your body.
Wow.
Because the function of the base chakra is to basically connect your energetic body to your physical body.
So there is a lot of people then that would have their base chakras are out of alignment. What are the sort of symptoms, or how do people present when you think that when their base chakras are not right?
Okay. So when someone has an ungrounded effect from not having their base chakra in balance, physically they can feel anxious, they can feel like they're clumsy, like they can't coordinate their body. There's someone who can bump into things all the time. They mentally find that they can't structure thought properly, like they go A, B, C, D, and then they jump to L, M, N, and then go back to E, F, G. So
that sounds like me most days. Scattered.
So you feel scattered, but you lose your structural thought process.
Yeah.
So that's a key thing for mentally. And you just feel like you're overwhelmed and you can't focus, is a simple way.
And that's a lot of stressed out, anxious people would be generally quite ungrounded then.
Yeah. Yeah. And emotionally, a symptom of being ungrounded is when you're really all over the place, up and down. You see it with children when they get very upset, they become very ungrounded and they can be emotionally all over the place.
Mm.
So as adults, we can be affected by that as well. And often when patients come to the clinic, if they're ungrounded, it's the first thing I do, because then that can solve 80% of a whole lot of symptoms that they're presenting with. Because a lot of people don't understand the symptoms of being ungrounded, because it doesn't fall into medical or psychological education.
No.
So people just go, well, you know, they'll treat it from their training perspective.
Yeah,
which is
and
fine.
Their training perspective is a set of symptoms that fit anxiety, or a set of symptoms that fit depression, or a set of symptoms that, you know, fit a psychosis.
That's right. So there'll be a pharmaceutical solution or a cognitive solution.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about an energetic solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder for people who are listening out there, obviously, you know, we advise if anyone has anxiety or depressive symptoms to make sure they see their doctor first and foremost. But these are very important things that we can complement, or a different perspective on seeing
that's,
stuff.
That's okay, exactly cool. Right. So yeah. this is a complementary approach to the Western model. So let's talk more about ungrounded. So with buildings, for example, they have electrical cabling that generally grounds the excess energy or the electrical activity in a building, mm-hmm. so that excess charge goes into the actual ground, so mm-hmm. that it doesn't build up excessive static charge in the building. So Mother Nature's provided us a same sort of grounding system, which is through our feet and through our kidney system.
Wow.
So what the grounding process does is that it keeps us literally connecting, feeling our feet, and having that emotional, mental, stressful charge being able to be discharged through our feet into the earth, just like the physics of a building.
Wow.
Now, when we're in shoes and when we're in high-rise buildings and we're in concrete, we lose that ability to be connected to earth, which sounds a bit hippie, but this is part of the physics of it.
What?
So when people want to really ground, that's why walking along the beach,
nature.
Getting in the water, nature.
Vitamin N. And a lot of vitamin N deficiency
correct.
Out there.
And people feel much better
yep.
because ocean and the grounding and the sand on our feet naturally grounds us.
Mm.
And this is why that works.
And does it also have some sort of role with electrons or distribution of positive or negative ions or anything like that? Or am I going to...
I think that's probably getting a little bit too more into the okay. electrical physics of it all. But
okay.
just simply coming back to people, when people are feeling ungrounded, they start to feel anxious and can't cope. And
yep.
they become, an intelligent person becomes, you know, unstructured, all over the place. Now, trauma can really affect the base chakra as well.
Mm.
So when people have car accidents, or they have bad news, or high performance individuals such as mixed martial arts, or any particular things that occurs in people's life, general anesthetics
wow.
will really unground people.
Really?
Yeah, because it has a disturbance to the field. That's
wow.
why when people come out of surgery and for the next day, they're all over the shop
mm.
because they're not in their bodies.
Okay.
People that have had a lot of stress will unground them. People that get on planes will mm. be ungrounded because they're physically separated from Earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get a long-haul flight, you get to an airport,
mm.
and you can't think about, oh my God, where am I going?
You know, just thought that was jet lag, but it obviously is ungrounding the energetics
Use of legal or social drugs
okay.
will really unground you.
So how do we ground ourselves on like, let's say, you know, you wanted to advise someone on a simple tip on how to feel grounded every day, what would be the top three things that could help them?
Okay, so the top three things would be if you could actually make sure that you could do some exercise where you walk and actually connect to the earth in your feet. Ideally, not everyone can get in bare feet on Bondi Beach because
yep.
it may be dangerous. But if you can actually exercise, it's on some level is very grounding because you're actually stimulating your feet on contact on the earth.
So wearing shoes, do you need to take your shoes off? It's better to take your shoes off?
Look, yes, but in an urban environment, it's
yeah.
not always practical.
Okay.
So I wouldn't let that stop people, but
okay.
just exercise is
Sounds
one.
Sounds like yoga would be very grounding.
Yoga can be very grounding. It depends on the type of yoga, but any sort of exercise, particularly just going for a simple walk, sitting and connecting, feeling your feet. If someone's in an office and they're feeling very ungrounded...
I feel like taking my shoes off. I'm going to take them off.
Okay, let's do it. Take your shoes off.
I'm just going to take my shoes
yeah,
off and just start to feel the cold tiles of the Cosmo. But yeah, granite, so it's actually probably quite good for my minerals.
And so you can do this with shoes off or on. So if
yeah.
you're in a corporate office, you can still do this with your shoes on. So what you
right,
do...
Right, so we're going to have a lot of barefooted people after this podcast.
So anyway. Here's what we can do, okay? So now what you do is that you just clench your feet and hold your feet
oh,
tight.
Oh, we're doing an exercise.
Yeah, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay, so we're clenching our feet.
Yep. And just hold the tension there.
Yep.
and then just relax. And now put all your attention in feeling the soles of your feet.
Oh, yeah.
And just
that's
feel it.
That's definitely, for me, I feel more in contact with the earth.
Correct.
And there's quite a feeling. Like, I do feel like there's a drain. I feel like there's some energy running down, and I feel like I'm connecting with the ground, but that could also be because the cold ground's cold.
That's probably helping you.
I'm obviously more alert, and I'm also more in tune of my sensory environment, which
that's
is very
right.
important when you're obviously grounding and trying to relax.
That's right. So that's this very simple thing. So feeling your feet, and you can just do it for 30 seconds, a few minutes in between busy activities at work or at home.
That's a great
just
tip.
Sitting there, just purely feeling your feet. And what that does is it stimulates the kidneys, which connect to your base chakra through the kidney meridian.
Mm.
And so what it does is the direction of the base chakra is downward, because the job of the base chakra is to keep the energetic body and the physical body connected. So as we open up the feet, feeling the feet, it actually brings that energy downward. That's called a prana in pranic field world.
Mm.
So it has a physiological effect, and it's very explainable, but we won't go into those sort of details.
And
but
what's another tip?
Another tip for grounding would be simply learning to go for any sort of activity that allows you to feel your body. So if you could just sit here is another one, where you could just have some sensory feeling of your body instead of being in your head. So when you naturally living your whole part of your world up here in thought, it ungrounds you.
Yep.
So just another simple version would be feeling your posture on your seat.
Yep.
Just noticing where your weight is in your posture.
Yep.
Just feeling where your posture is sitting on here. Notice which part of your hips are feeling the weight of your body.
Yep.
And just feeling that in itself.
Yeah.
And then feel your legs, feel your feet, and then feel your arms. Just feeling your body in a really simple way will help bring you back into your body and calm your mind down. So in summary, when people start to lose their ability to think clearly, or they feel like they're really clumsy, or things like they can't remember things, or they're losing their keys, or they're feeling emotionally up and down, often feeling ungrounded or being ungrounded is one of the core reasons why they're feeling like that. And so learning to ground yourself can instantly reduce a lot of those symptoms. If it's a serious imbalance, you really need to go to a practitioner that can really open up the base chakra and do that for them. And sometimes that may be doing some process work to really release that trauma, which may be a near miss in a car accident. It may be falling off a building. It may be emotional stress, something that really, you know, when life gives us those out of the blue traumas,
just sort of knocks you about.
That knocks you about. You can feel very ungrounded and out of your body.
So, give us an example. What's some of the notable cases that you've seen, you know, coming to mind right now of, you know, people, examples of the sort of things that people present to you that you can tell they're really ungrounded, and then you ground them and they feel immediately or can feel better.
Okay. I had a mixed martial arts fighter come to me, and you know, these guys are trained to be sort of pretty tough and physically strong, obviously.
Yep.
And he came to me with a whole lot of anxiety and a whole lot of symptoms, such as feeling like he can't think, he's feeling very emotional, up and down, typical ungrounded symptoms. So when I actually discussed it with him, he had some very traumatic events outside of his fighting career that really hit him sideways. And so when I basically could sense and feel his energetic system, it was really obvious his base chakra was completely shut. So taking him through a process work and rebalancing that, straight away he could feel all of his anxiety relax, his diaphragm then relax. He could all of a sudden feel his legs and feet again, and then he just came back to a real calm space.
Wow.
And a lot of those symptoms just disappeared. Of course, he needed some follow-up treatment and some ongoing help to make sure that he can manage his emotions.
Yeah, and the trauma doesn't resurface.
That's exactly right. So that was another one. Another really interesting example was a very high-performing HSC student who was completely having a whole lot of similar type of anxiety, strange symptoms, couldn't think. He was a very good student. All of a sudden, his grades were terrible. And normally under 18s, I'd have the parents in the room as part of the, you know, best practice.
Yep.
But the mum went to the toilet and I said, listen, did you... Because I suspected that he took some drugs or something untoward that he wasn't telling me. And I said, look, between you and me, what happened? He said, yeah, I smoked this...
joint.
Marijuana, but it was synthetic.
Oh, wow. Synthetic marijuana. Real problematic.
And it very much just turned his energetic system outside of his body.
Yep.
So once I knew that, it was really easy to fix it. And basically, he came back into his body and all the anxiety and a lot of those symptomatics, problems just disappeared in one session. He'd been to a lot of traditional approaches, but of course, they're not going to be able to resolve this ungrounded energetic imbalance. So that was very interesting. And for people who take drugs, whether they're medical drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, social drugs, getting ungrounded by them is one of the side effects.
Wow. Okay.
And so we've got to actually be very mindful of that. So if people who are doing a lot of drugs, don't get in your car because you're going to be very ungrounded. People who have had a general operation, general anesthetic, obviously don't drive. Give yourself a few days. Get yourself back in your body and do some of those techniques to unground you and get you back
grounded
in your body. Grounded again and feeling more normal.
Yeah. Apart from, so we mentioned before with exercise, there was the breathing technique, the touching of the, you know, getting onto the feeling your legs, feeling your body, being sent, sort of putting yourself back into feeling your senses and activating your senses again. Does smell come into play?
Smell can, because the smell can go straight through to the limbic brain, which really resolves a lot of the emotional stress. So using, for example, aromatherapy can really have a great part of helping emotional stress.
Because I know you brought your little aromatherapy kit, our little first aid kit. We bought it here. This is your Young Living essential oil kits. And we just went through it before and we did our little sniff. And I went through and I decided that today I wanted sacred frankincense to be with me. But how do you use these essences?
Well, all of the oils have a very different therapeutic function. And so apart from them just smelling nice, they actually do different things. For example, peppermint
is very
good for opening up focus and
clarity.
Oxygenates your blood.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling tired or you're feeling like you need a bit of a lift, basically putting some peppermint drops in your water or using it as aromatherapy straight away clears your mind and oxygenates your blood.
Yeah,
a client of mine's been to Thailand on a very intense Muay Thai boxing training, and he used it in his water every day and said the difference was phenomenal, what it did for his performance. There's a whole range of different types of therapeutic grade.
Now, you said to me before that Sacred Mountain was your favourite. Why is this, what is in this one, and why is this one your favourite one? What does that do for you, David?
Well, Sacred Mountain has a blend of a few different oils. But the one that I actually love the smell of it, but it does give you that sense of being grounded, but actually connected to your truth. And that sort of has this sort of feel-good connection. Most people will operate and connect with oils from an intuitive feeling that you don't need to actually understand all the complexities of
it.
You just need to love it.
You just like it.
Yeah.
So I noticed that you actually, because these are extremely pure and extremely high-grade ones, the Young Living ones, but you actually you put them in your mouth. You eat them. You drink them.
Yeah, you can take them.
But you wouldn't recommend doing that to all oils because they're not always pure. They're not always organic.
Exactly
they're not always,
right.
you know, like this high-grade grade.
That's exactly right.
But there are some people that obviously will, you know, drink them. And I know peppermint is good for the digestive system.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And so which ones would you, which would you play with in the morning to get you going?
Well, I love cedarwood. Is a very grounding oil. And I also love peppermint, as you said. That's a very clearing, stimulating, clearing your mind. When you, you know, you wake up, you're a bit tired, you put a few drops of peppermint oil in your water, or you can put it in your diffuser.
Yep.
And that's a great clearing. Some of the lemon.
Yep.
Citrus is really uplifting.
Yep.
And very clearing.
Yep.
And getting at that sort of real focused part of your day going.
I know I spoke to on my previous podcast with Rita Balshaw from Hippies in the City, and she mentioned a lot about aromatherapy, and I'm really getting into it because it works a lot for our allergy patients and for our patients with sinusitis, for instance, but it does in fact relax you. And I think that sensory redefining or re-stimulating people's senses is really important in trying to not just ground them, but just, well, ground them and relax them in general.
Yeah, because we, you know, in this artificial Western model, we're so stimulated on mental activity that we lose some of those simple pleasures of just smell.
Yep.
Of smelling.
Smell, touch.
Where's the gardens?
Touch. No,
so we
no
can
greenery.
Bring these, we can bring these beautiful plant essences back into our office, back into our day, and fit it into our lifestyle so we're not missing out on that beautiful sensory value.
I know that you're a keen surfer, and I would say that you have a lot that you want to tell people about the magic of being in salt water.
Yeah, salt water is incredibly grounding.
Yeah.
It's not everyone's into swimming in the ocean, but if you can get in the ocean, even if you just bare feet up to your ankles, and we're talking about even the harbour, the inner harbour, if you can just get your feet in the salt water, what it does, because our kidneys get stressed, that's what gets the stress so straight away, when we connect with the ocean, the essence of the kidneys is water.
Mm.
So the ocean, and it really helps clean and purify the kidneys, which is obviously gets affected by the stress.
Yep.
So the ocean is a really natural way of de-stressing the body.
Yep.
Whether you're swimming in the ocean.
Or a salt bath.
Or
a salt bath. Epsom is just as good. Just as good, particularly with magnesium to relax you, plus the sodium in there as well. I highly recommend for a lot of people. And I usually add these essences into the bath as well.
Fantastic.
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, awesome. And so really, it's giving yourself a little spa treatment.
Yeah, I know. I deserve it.
Yeah. When I personally finish 3 or 4 days of intense work in Sydney.
Yeah, which would be mentally draining. What's the first thing you do?
Go surfing.
You go surfing. And that just cleanses you straight away.
Absolutely. I just feel so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
It cleanses me. It grounds me.
Yeah.
It blows my lungs out from the exercise.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm back.
You're back again.
I'm back again.
Yeah. I think everybody needs to find their own way, their signature way of blowing off steam, relaxing, but it has to be something that's obviously good for you, because a lot of people will blow off steam and relax with alcohol or with drugs or with gambling or with who knows what, but these are often not, you know, very positive or
Absolutely.
Productive ways. So what you're suggesting is we all look for a way that suits us, that we enjoy, that we can connect back with the world again, otherwise we can be quite ungrounded individuals.
Absolutely. I think we've got to come from the premise that we're all, our life, Western lifestyle, being busy and stressed is always going to unground us to a degree.
Yep.
Then if you throw in particular high stress levels with traumas of family and children,
that's super ungrounding. Yeah.
So if we look
at lift off.
So if we assume that, then we need to have some grounding activities in our life that will help counter those effects. So any form of regular exercise that's suitable for your particular physiology.
And body.
And something that you enjoy doing, something that I think is good to do with friends. So if you're part of a cycle club or a tennis club, I think that's social.
Well, some people
really
don't
important.
Like exercising on their own and they just won't do it.
That's
but
right.
if it's social,
with
they'll
a buddy?
Actually, with a buddy, they'll actually do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So if you've organised to meet someone at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to tennis or go running.
You're not going
to
want to let them down.
No,
Dr. Pincock's arrived.
Morning.
Hey, Toby.
We'll go up and get things started.
All right. I'm going to go up there right now.
No,
probably
relax.
Need to wrap up soon.
And so, you know, I think exercise is grounding type exercise can be fun and it can be be obviously very good for your heart. It can be fantastic for your stress levels. And it's something that I thoroughly recommend for all people to find what it is that you love that you can do on a regular basis that's practically fits into your lifestyle. And that's part of your overall health plan that's really tried and trusted.
Oh, awesome, David. I love hanging out with you.
Thanks, Susie.
All right, great to see you again. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Dr. Susie podcast. Subscribe, download and review at Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, Stitcher, Podbean or your favourite podcasting app. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. This has been another quality podcast from Bytes.com.